Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're taking a detour, folks. We're diving into the fascinating world of finance. Get ready for 2025, out of the cyclical storm and into the policy fog.
Ooh, intriguing title. Sounds like we're in for a wild ride. So what's the big picture here?
Well, the U.S. economy has been through a lot these past few years. Pandemic, supply chain issues, inflation, you name it. But despite all that, it's shown surprising resilience, even saw 2.3% annual growth in 2024.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. But where's all this growth coming from?
Consumers, my friend, they've been the real heroes, driving about 80% of that growth. High-income households in particular have been spending like there's no tomorrow, though everyone else has been a bit more cautious.
I see. Interesting. So what's the forecast for 2025? More of the same?
Well, things are expected to normalize a bit. GDP growth predicted around 2.1%. The consumer spending spree might slow down a tad. And there's this big old question mark hanging over everything.
A question mark? Do tell.
Policy changes. With the new administration, there's talk of tax cuts, higher tariffs, reduced immigration. It's a real policy fog, and that fog makes it hard to predict exactly what's going to happen.
So how might these policies affect the economy?
Well, some analysts are saying tax cuts could boost growth in 2026, but those tariffs could push inflation up. It's a delicate balancing act.
Got it. So what about the Fed? What are they up to?
They're in rate-cutting mode, trying to ease restrictions on the economy without fueling inflation, but even they seem unsure about how low to go. The market, though, seems to think the Fed might pause cuts sooner than expected, thanks to the potential policy shifts.
Makes sense. What's the word on fixed income and equities?
Fixed income? Well, it's back to the old normal, positive real rates. Investors should look beyond cash and embrace duration. Think corporate credit, maybe even municipals. As for equities, the bull market continues. Mag 7 growth might slow down, but other sectors are expected to pick up the slack.
Interesting. I'm sensing a theme of rebalancing, is that right?
Absolutely. After a few wacky years, investors need to diversify their portfolios. International equities offer some enticing opportunities, but there are risks, especially with potential tariffs.
Don't forget alternatives. Private equity, real estate, hedge funds, all poised for a comeback in this shifting landscape, especially with interest rates normalizing.
Right. And all this leads to a critical takeaway. The old 60-40 portfolio might seem dead, but it's just evolved. Diversification is more important than ever. You might be overweighted in areas that did well recently, like tech. Look at areas like value stocks. They're more appealing now, especially as bond yields normalize and income investors look for alternatives. Don't jump ship. Stay diversified, stay calm, and weather the storm.
Wise words. Thanks for the insights. I think I'm finally getting a grasp on the 2025 outlook. Definitely a lot to consider.
And thank you for listening. That's all the time we have for today. This has been Nutty's Show, your quirky podcast on cooking, technology, and apparently, now finance. See you next time.
Bye-bye.